The debut novel from Nicole Dennis Benn shows a side of Jamaica that tourists rarely see. The characters are working-class women. They struggle with sexuality, they struggle with money, and they struggle with tourism squeezing their small community of Riverbank.
When tourism became the bread and butter for the island's economy, the developers and the government alike became ravenous, indifferent. In retaliation, people stole concrete blocks and cement and zinc from the new developments to rebuild homes in other places. But their pilfering brought soldiers with rifles and tear gas. The developers won the fight, and the people scattered like roaches.
That's Nicole Dennis-Benn reading from her book, which is fictional, but also deeply personal. She's an out lesbian who moved to the U.S. to go to college. I asked her what it was like growing up on an island full of rising hotels and tourism.
You know, I never really paid it any attention until, you know, my mom, for example, she used to work on the North Coast and we'd be driving along the coastlines and she'd be saying to me, oh, wow, that we used to have that beach. Now it's closed off because, you know, a new resort was built. And so, you know, you can't access that beach unless if you yourself is a guest at that resort.
And what happens to the people who used to live in these towns that get just pushed aside?
That's a mystery to me. You know, some of them probably came to Kingston. Some maybe went to other parishes, neighboring towns, perhaps. You know, a lot of them, though, really seek work in the hotel industry. Now, whether or not they get the job is another story.
I'd like to ask you about sexuality in the book, because some of these characters turn a blind eye to prostitution, to rape, to incest, and yet homosexuality, in their view, is satanic. To be driven out.
Right.
Was that your experience as well?
Yes. Growing up, you know, little girls are over-sexualized, especially by older men. And no one talks about this. But they're willing to, though, look at, you know, LGBT, you know, a man having sex with a man or a woman having sex with a woman as something that's demonic. Right. And so growing up, it fascinated me, but now it angers me. Right. Because I feel like so many of our girls are ignored. You know, they have no voice. And, you know, when they get molested or raped, you know, the perpetrators are never caught. You know, they can walk around freely, but a known gay man or a known gay woman, you know, could be raped or attacked.
You were 17 when you left Jamaica. Did you come out after you moved to the United States or were you out in Jamaica?
I came out after I came here. You know, I only came out to one friend in high school. You know, she looked at me like, you know, what's going on with you? Are you sure? Like, this is ridiculous.
Segment 1.
The debut novel from Nicole Dennis-Benn shows a side of Jamaica that tourists rarely see. The characters are working-class women. They struggle with sexuality, they struggle with money, and they struggle with tourism squeezing their small community of Riverbank.
When tourism became the bread and butter for the island's economy, the developers and the government alike became ravenous, indifferent. In retaliation, people stole concrete blocks and cement and zinc from the new developments to rebuild homes in other places. But their pilfering brought soldiers with rifles and tear gas. The developers won the fight, and the people scattered like roaches.
That's Nicole Dennis-Benn reading from her book, which is fictional, but also deeply personal.
Segment 2.
She's an out lesbian who moved to the U.S. to go to college. I asked her what it was like growing up on an island full of rising hotels and tourism.
You know, I never really paid it any attention until, you know, my mom, for example, she used to work on the North Coast and we'd be driving along the coastlines and she'd be saying to me, oh, wow, we used to have that beach. Now it's closed off because, you know, a new resort was built. And so, you know, you can't access that beach unless if you yourself is a guest at that resort.
Segment 3.
And what happens to the people who used to live in these towns that get just pushed aside?
That's a mystery to me. You know, some of them probably came to Kingston. Some maybe went to other parishes, neighboring towns, perhaps. You know, a lot of them, though, really seek work in the hotel industry. Now, whether or not they get the job is another story.
I'd like to ask you about sexuality in the book, because some of these characters turn a blind eye to prostitution, to rape, to incest, and yet homosexuality, in their view, is satanic, to be driven out. Was that your experience as well?
Segment 4.
Yes. Growing up, you know, little girls are over-sexualized, especially by older men. Hmm. And no one talks about this. But they're willing to, though, look at, you know, LGBT, you know, a man having sex with a man or a woman having sex with a woman as something that's demonic, right? And so growing up, it fascinated me, but now it angers me, right? Because I feel like so many of our girls are ignored. You know, they have no voice. And, you know, when they get molested or raped, you know, the perpetrators are never caught. You know, they can walk around freely, but a known gay man or a known gay woman, you know, could be raped or attacked.
You were 17 when you left Jamaica. Did you come out after you moved to the United States, or were you out in Jamaica?
I came out after I came here. You know, I only came out to one friend in high school. You know, she looked at me like, you know, what's going on with you? Are you sure? Like, this is ridiculous.